you know, to make that, hey, come on my way. These are times. These are times when transitions are going to be frequent. Some will be unexpected, others will be with lingering illness. Some are intentionally thrust upon the people. You have what is going to be an epidemic, if not a pandemic or an endemic circumstance in Texas. In Houston, the flesh-eating staph has converted itself into a strep viral infection. It will both eat the flesh and it will both invade the body as an upper respiratory problem, as most strep has always presented. By the time it is caught, and it can be treated, it can still be treated with drugs on the market. But that's going to change rapidly. And once it has completely consumed or completely taken over a body, once it is out of control, I'll put it that way, it's very, very difficult for total reversal. And the drugs aren't working well. Once it has reached that secondary stage of infection, they're not finding anything that will work well with it. So I'd like to go on record right here for all of you. Don't goof off on your Gondriana and your Aquagia. The Aquagia keeps things from settling out into your vessels and causing plaque buildup. And in turn, that will very frequently throw a clot. And that's a heart attack or a brain accident. You have two kinds of brain accidents, vascular. You can either get a clot lodged or you can have a ruptured vessel. Be careful with some of your non-aspirin headache remedies. Too much Tylenol can cause you to hemorrhage and have a brain hemorrhage. If you are one who takes a lot, intersperse it with aspirin, at least every other dose, and don't go more than 6 a day of Tylenol. I'm not here to frighten you. I'm here to tell you that there are so many little interreactions amongst the things you're taking. And I am one to say, if you have a headache, for goodness sakes, don't suffer in front of me. Get some aspirin. That's foolish. When there is something, we have a problem in Australia, a very, very, very important person to us. And others want to treat him with alternative methods. That is wonderful, but when you come down to the very fact that there's no reason his problem cannot be treated in a hospital by a physician. He's diabetic. He has a diabetic ulcer on his leg. He is going into renal failure, and his legs swell up like elephantiasis. And you can't reach down and pull out the cork. You can't run a needle in there like you can into the lung cavity and extract fluid. You have to use diuretics, and with a diabetic, you've got problems of imbalance, and it is just a mess. If you are in pretty good health, a series of chelation therapy is good, wonderful. But if you are picking up diseases and you can experience, I let Dorma go and play with this until we about killed her off more than once. She got tired of being over on the other side as much as she got tired of being with you, miserable. But we have found that one of the best regimens is to go heavy on oxysol. I know what that is because I gave it to you. It is a catalytic conversion with a base of hydrogen peroxide that with these different additives, it completely converts itself into liquid crystal with the quality of diamond, which can be programmed. Keep up your Gyandriana. Keep up your Aquagia. Keep up your electrolyte balance. And keep treating yourself fairly regularly. And if you're getting sick or something, hit it pretty hard. Heavy oxysol with a half teaspoon, for instance, of the other colloids that we offer. Silver especially. And then a half teaspoon or a few drops of gold and titanium. And then add a couple or three drops to that mix. And then I want all of you to consider getting MSM. Methyl sulfonamethane. It is the sulfur product out of DMSO, which is dimethyl, etc. This is the product, comes in crystal form. Take a half teaspoon of the crystals, dissolve it in just a little bit of warm water. Otherwise, it doesn't dissolve well and it's bitter as heck. And take this twice a day. Twice a day will be sufficient. And of course, once a day is sufficient if you're not sick. And you don't need that amount of oxysol if you're not sick. And then if you're sick, let's consider Paul, for instance. Once you're into congestive failure, you're sick. And if you're coughing up blood, you're sick. And sometimes antibiotics and heart regulators will keep you balanced enough to be able to heal. It's the pits, I know. But I'd like to see all of you alive and well, unless it is your choice to go to the other side. And the reason I say that is you don't know other people's contracts. Everyone will be sorting themselves in these latter days, and I don't mean latter in the sense the world's going tomorrow. Don't even hope for that. But there are things that will occur, and you have to be able to function on either side of that veil. Some of you will have to function on both sides. Fortunately, not at the same time. But the main thing is to keep the body so that it is in some kind of functional order for your use. For your use. I'm going to ask Mark to study up on the new frequency box and see if he can't help Della get back a little bit better on her feet. It's very difficult in these days. There are so many things that the body reacts to as an allergen. You're pumped full of it. Part of it's intentional, part of it is just accident, and part of it is the absolute idiots who, number one, try to clean up your gasoline. While they clean up your gasoline, they pump stuff out there that nobody can handle. And I mean no body. And the stuff is lighter than air. Remember, forget gravity. You can even, in this instance, forget electromagnetic pull or push. Everything will seek its density. Your body is heavier than air, so if if you're on the ground, you're going to be pulled and held to the ground. If you get off balance, you're going to fall over so that more of you is on the ground. But helium will go right on up through the ceiling if it isn't stopped there. And right on out until it finds its match, its balance. Then it won't go any further. That's where it's headed. Well, this stuff, half of it, is exhausted in the air, and it's lighter than air, so it's going to get to you. But it really hovers right in the atmosphere you're breathing. The heavier metallic part of it will settle out. And, boy, I don't know how people in Los Angeles live. I really, truly don't see how they do. And usually you find them and they have built up a tolerance so that they literally say, oh, I feel fine. I don't think mankind anymore even knows when feeling fine is. So all of you are working with this tremendous barrier against you. Well, you just try to survive. But along those lines, it may get a lot better because as you run out of industry and so forth, the air will clean up. I'm concerned because if you had total disaster, I'm talking about a real disaster, not El Nino, and that's bad enough. In your country anymore, you don't know how to survive. You can go to preparedness clinics and you can store up your things. And I think that right here is a good time to say, you see how well that works? We have a secure place. And it had 2, 3, 4 inches of water in it. Tons of beans and grain had to be thrown out. Because of moisture just through the last few years. And humidifiers or dehumidifiers that either didn't work or weren't turned on or whatever the problem. And you need heavy duty equipment. You need very proper handling. And there hasn't been enough assets to do those things properly. It's expensive to survive. And especially if you're trying to prepare for others who have no intention of surviving, they never thought they wouldn't. Until that day, and they're hungry, and you're all they have. So we have to also practice what we preach. So we'll talk about the farm a little bit. We're going to lease the farm, and I believe that starting within the next few weeks, they'll begin to work part of the land. It's an organic grower who will come in and do some truck gardening because so many of the crops around the valleys and everywhere have been washed out. They need things, fresh produce for the markets. Not necessarily organic, but preferably organic and while you don't believe anything is getting done, Charles and EJ have gotten that farm certified. Certified organic. So it becomes valuable. But it certainly can't even pay its way. And right now the water just has been running through the fields and washing it out. So they have gotten a crew out there and diverted the water, so that at least the tractors can come in within the next week or so without a drenching rain and work that field. And they will plant their truck crop right now, and then they will take the other parts of that farm and handle it so that at least there will be some crop growing on it this year. What else do we need to talk about, DJ? Seems like I had a list as long as her arm. Where is he?
He's coming back with his coffee.
He's running.
He's almost here.
He nearly got away. Trouble with coming back is that I didn't have the same list.
Besides, his arm is probably longer, too.
What do you people want to talk about? God, maybe?
Commander?
Yes.
Just because you know one can deliver those things, you haven't necessarily tapped into.
Since you can see some things from your realm, of course, I appreciate your insight, and I would suggest this entire planet appreciate your insight and who you are and what you mean to accomplish. One question I had was that there's some possibilities to do some great business with people right now, but the brokers around me, of course, they want their own exclusives. I'm wondering if I should give up that exclusivity or say whoever performs first, because we have kind of a time, well, maybe we don't. We seem to have put a time limit on ourselves to get certain things done so we can accomplish something for a dear friend who's stuck in the facility.
Dave, now, where's Rick? EJ.
Yes, sir.
I want you to Robert in Texas. That's not right. The dealer. The one who was working with VK.
That's accused in Texas.
I want you to talk to Dave about, well, all you need to do is tell Rick to talk to Dave about him. He is a dealer. He might be able to help in this instance.
Okay.
He handles just about everything, and I believe that he may be able to help.
Rick's
bad. Well, too bad for him.
I can visit with Rick personally more on after the meeting. Just came to my attention this afternoon on the way up here that there's a possibility of meeting a formerly, or maybe, of course, they're all still connected, but formerly very high official in that game of government. And I'm wondering if that's so necessary to do that I have to run right back today, or for that 6 o'clock thing, or I prefer to stay out here with friends and enjoy myself over the night.
Let things unfold. Just let things unfold. You're okay.
We don't have to run at anything.
No.
All right. I was really anticipating not interrupting you and allowing you to talk about God.
I know your problem. And I think truly that you might get some help. I don't know how much help you need, but I do know that lawyers are going to be involved, and that always is expensive. So let's always base our actions on the wisest choice. But I believe that Rick might be able to help you with some names. And then we're going to talk a little bit, and this might be just listen to me, and it makes more sense to some than the others. Today we hear from VK. Now, VK is a person who literally will cut her head off at the neck to spite the rest of her body if she's got a vendetta with someone. She has no vendetta with us. She has no vendetta with us. We have played her game according to her rules. and then she extracts herself. And then she goes back to war with the government, the alcohol, and curses them out and makes a big to-do and says they're not paying her disability. Well, guess what she's done? We had someone trying to go around us, which doesn't matter a whit, but they thought, oh, they'll make a big killing. This guy had already gone around his first contacts to us. You know, poor me, they're going to charge too much, and so what would you charge, and how can I, you know, after making the deal, you get into all these other problems. And I will get there, Dave. Out of the things that Russell Herrmann did, and you know about the contracts and the gold certificates and the things that he was a partner with George Bush. And George was, you know, at one time head of the CIA, a lot of contacts. And this made Russell Herrmann a partner with George Bush, Benson, North, Baker III, and several others. And they were the ones responsible for what was later turned into a valid contract, while they continued to use a certificate, etc. And you know that eventually they murdered Russell. And the rest of that story I'll leave untold. Well, Russell was with the CIA, with military people, and this was at the very end of the Second World War, coming down the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Ho Ming Chi? Oh, gee whiz. They were coming down that trail, or that road. And out front came these higher officers, and they had a lot of Russians in their army. Now, see, you might think that, oh, now he's going to get back into the Russian Jews. Forget it. The Kahila do not go to war. They send you. They do not put themselves in jeopardy. And I'm going to title on to them right now. George Bush, number one, was a pilot of a plane. He bailed out and his crew died. And it was unnecessary, and they call him a war hero. Senator McCain was a prisoner in Asia. He sold out his brothers to get his freedom. And they call him a hero. And he is such a hero. He is one of the Keating Five who almost brought your nation to collapse in the SNL debacle. But back to this. Coming down the Ho Chi Minh Trail, roadway, thoroughfare, landmine scattered here and there, they would hit every temple that they would encounter. And over there, there are many little side buildings, bigger temples, Buddhas. These are very religious people, even if they're not very godly. As they would come down, they would go into the temples and strip the jewels. The third eye usually holding the larger of the jewels in the Buddha. How large a carat diamond did they say they had? 300 or something? Carats?
300.
They also ended up with a black diamond that nobody knows the price of. An ivory sacrificial cup from which they did their ritualistic drinking of blood. But it's priceless. They ended up with robes from the Ming Dynasty, from these temples. Then the Russians would come along behind and blow them up after they'd stripped it the rest of the way. But you see, this bunch of crooks who were heading the United States of America military operation got there first. And you would recognize their names, so I'm not going to give them here. They had some Belgian, I believe, tapestries. Priceless things. I would guess that the entire lot of it, into the millions, multi-millions. And our little VK ended up with this stuff. Now she's claiming that they're evicting her from her house. She cannot afford to have anybody come in and move her out. But they did get some of the artifacts out. And she made a big deal of mentioning that these were black agents that they sent. And then while they weren't able to get any of her stuff out, they did get some of these artifacts out. And by golly, before she could get out there to guard them, they made off with them. And they say they have put them into storage somewhere. Well, there's a gentleman in Texas that she had been working with, and that's the one I want Rick to give David the information. Because I believe that we're talking art here instead of other commodity. But act in wisdom. Act in wisdom. I don't know what to do about Grandma. I really don't. When and if we can ever manage to do something, we will take care of her. But until she stops shooting off both of her feet every time we almost make a step forward, we've already been told by the federal government that they will not deal with us if they have to deal with her. Well, we don't need to deal with her. And I don't want to deal with them. So it takes longer. But at least these are not the days of the Pony Express. You can be in touch with somebody across the world on your email thing in just a matter of minutes. And it's coming together nicely, even if it seems slow. Remember, when you have many people trying to begin to understand and then trying to figure out how to utilize whatever gift they have, whatever